Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bruce Rastetter.
Flanked by other political heavy hitters, Rastetter, who's president of the Iowa Board of Regents, announced the endorsements any candidate would envy. The group was not happy with the Republican field 4 years ago, so they boarded Rastetter's plane and flew to Christie's home turf.
And we went to New Jersey because we were concerned about the direction of the country.
Rastetter, along with real estate developer Danny Elwell and businessman Gary Kirk and the others, tried but failed to get Christie to run. This year, Rastetter says Christie stood out again.
It became very clear to us that that same reason that we flew to New Jersey in 2011 exists today in even a greater way.
Namely, what Rastetter calls Christie's bold and direct leadership style, what in other contexts he has also called blunt. Turns out Christie was not just sitting back and hoping they would notice him again. Since his decision not to run in 2011, Christie has been making friends with key Iowa Republicans, including helping Governor Branstad's campaign in 2012. He was asked how it feels that 4 years ago, Iowa Republicans were chasing him, and now he's chasing Iowa Republicans.
And I said, you know, I don't know. I have a pretty realistic attitude about this stuff. I don't really care who chases who as long as we wind up being married. And today's the ceremony.
Christie touts the conservative accomplishments of his administration, from ending teacher tenure to capping property taxes. But the Christie years have been marred by high-profile controversies, including an alleged scheme to close parts of George Washington Bridge for political reasons, threatening public safety. One potential voter, Dustin Hansen of Eldora, is aware of that.
Well, bridge issue, yep. Well, I would say you could argue that based on looking at his poll numbers, maybe he should have ran in 2012.
But Christie denies that Bridgegate might hurt his chances.
I'm proud of what I've done over the course of time in reacting and responding to challenges, whether those challenges be man-made and internal inside administration, or whether they be natural disasters like having to deal with Hurricane Sandy.
Still, Dustin Hansen likes Governor Christie.
I feel he's a little bit more brash and open than some of the candidates in the Republican Party. And I feel like when you get an answer from Chris, it's something that he actually feels is true and not just trying to be politically correct.
Hansen admits that sounds like billionaire businessman Donald Trump, another candidate Hansen is attracted to. For many Republican caucus-goers, Christie will not be hard-line enough, what with his reputation for compromising with Democrats. Christie says compromise and capitulation are two different things. Referring to the prominent Republicans on stage with him, he suggests that GOP moderates are alive and well in Iowa.
These folks standing with me today and the others who are not represented on the stage have been a part of some of the most successful Republican campaigns in Iowa history. And a reporter asked me yesterday, does this mean I'm part of the Branstad wing of the Iowa Republican Party? And I said, well, if by that you mean the winning part, yes, I am.
Christie would not comment on how much money the new endorsements would bring into his campaign coffers, calling that unseemly. And he vows to spend more time here. So far, his campaign has focused on New Hampshire. Christie explains the Granite State is closer to home, and it's early in the race. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.